What's poppin', Trill Nation?
It's your girl Ash.
It's your boy Jordan.
It's your girl Leash.
And we are the Benatrill Podcast. What's up, what's up, what's up? So today's segment, we're going to talk about having a healthier lifestyle, some health tips and things about working out.
Yep. Which means I'm going to do a lot of listening.
All right, so what's a health tip that y'all can give our listeners?
First one I can think of, I'm going to talk more about taking care of skin or whatever.
Okay.
You need to wash your face before you go to sleep every night. That's a healthy tip I can say. Okay. Wash your face every night. And what I've been doing too, off the washing your face, you can do, I think everybody can do like some kind of like push-ups or sit-ups every night if they go to sleep.
Okay.
You can do like.
You do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if you don't do like on the floor, if you can't do a push-up on the floor, you can do wall push-ups too. Like, push on the wall, push up. Hmm. And you can do some sit-ups, or you can do a bicycle, whatever, before you go to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. You can at least do that. Mm-hmm. But back to, like I said, skin. You should wash your face every night before you go to sleep. If you put, like, oil in your hair the day before, for guys or whatever, mm-hmm. you should wash your hair, too. Because mm-hmm. you don't want the oils on your pillow, and it gets on your face, and you break out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I would say a health tip would be getting good sleep. I know me, I don't get a lot of sleep being a mm-hmm. college student. I'm up all the time. But I do, I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, it's hard for me to concentrate. My skin, actually, it's different. Like, mm-hmm. my eyes get darker. My skin actually breaks out. So, I think a good healthy tip would be trying to get enough sleep that you can. Like, at least, you know, 7 to 9 hours a night. Or maybe during the day, if you can't get enough sleep at night, try to get a nap in. It would actually improve your overall, like, well-being.
Okay. And I think a health tip for me would be at least try to work out 3 to 4 times a week. And even if it's for 10 to 30 minutes, a good workout is always good. But you also have to eat right because if you're working out and you're still eating really bad with junk food,
it's
no point of working out because it still goes back into your body.
90% of what you eat and 10% of working out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like doing some cardio every day before, if you're a guy or you're a girl, you can lift weights, but I would say put some cardio in your workout and then, you know.
So that gets into the question, like what type of workouts do you mostly enjoy doing? So I can start. For me, I like making workouts fun. I can't stand a boring workout. Yes, music helps, but I like to do something interactive. So I would say, like a dancing cardio or something like, you know, Zumba. Moving around a lot. So I love dance, so I incorporate cardio into that. And it's fun. It just helps me move a lot and gets into the groove. But you do sweat a lot of calories out, so.
When I was big into doing it, too, my favorite was, like, Zumba. Not Zumba, but, like, anything, like, movements, like, dancing and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then also, too, I like cardio more than lifting weights. Because I never, like, when I was, like, used to, like, exercise, like, a lot, I never was, like, into super weights.
Are you into machines and stuff?
Not really. Like, I just like cardio, that's it. And then, like, a lot of push-ups, whatever. I was kind of blessed with a natural, like, built like that, so I really never really needed to do, like,
do you like the treadmill? Like, to run on the treadmill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My favorite is elliptical, though. I like the
elliptical. I love the elliptical. That's my favorite. I can stay on there forever.
And then the Stairmaster, too.
I like the Stairmaster.
Stairmaster is OC.
I get tired.
The elliptical?
Like, I just get so dreaded. Like, I just feel like, it's so boring.
I feel like I'm burning.
And then to burn down your legs? I love that feeling.
The calves. So I think, like, my type of workout, I like cardio to start off with. So, I'm the type of person, I like to run on the track better than the treadmill. I do the treadmill, but, like, if there was a track there, I'd like to run on the track, and then I like to do my little ab workout, and then my little butt workout. So, that's what I like to do for workout. Yeah. So
but a Stairmaster, that's some OC.
That's OC.
10 minutes is enough. After 10 minutes, I'm ready to do 10 minutes.
You only need 10 minutes, though. Yeah, you don't need it that long.
Cause it was somebody was like a famous person. They said they lost like 40 pounds in like 5 months, and they were like, "How you doing it?" Who was it? I forgot who it was.
They just did that.
He said clean eating. He stopped the fried foods and the junk food, and then he did a stair. All he did no weights, mm-hmm. no other cardio. He did a Stairmaster every day, 5 days a week, for 20 minutes. And he lost, like, 40 pounds in, like, 5 minutes.
I mean, I believe it.
It's all about changing your lifestyle. Like, that's me. Yeah, crazy. That's what we've noticed. Because, like, sometimes me and Ashley would say, oh, yeah, let's go on a diet. Let's start doing it because this season or because I want to look good.
For vacation.
You know, vacation, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I realized when you keep doing that, you're going to go back to your, like, ways. I've never been a very junk food type of sweets person because that's just how I grew up. I've never been like that. My mm-hmm. like my parents always had, we always ate vegetables and fruit with all of our meals, breakfast and dinner. Mm-hmm. But I would say like when I got to college, like I did eat a little bit more, but we just started to think like, okay, we should just change our whole lifestyle and we don't have to worry about, you know, trying to get fit for this one thing. Mm-hmm. So we started to do like, okay, maybe Monday, Tuesday, we do like a fast, like a fruits and vegetables fast.
That's
you eat.
No meat.
Then Wednesday, Thursday, we do just straight seafood or no like meat, you know, no like chicken or anything. Then the rest of the, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can eat chicken.
Grilled chicken.
But all out of the whole thing, you don't eat sweets and you don't eat fried foods.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like.
And it's, only water. Lots of water.
Yes, sometimes you have your cheat days and stuff, but you just have to limit to it. Of course, because I still want the things I want before, always, but.
So,
yeah. I think it's ice cream. I love ice cream.
Really?
Too much.
I could do without ice cream.
My God.
I haven't had ice cream in so long. But I think like a good tip for you guys is
don't cut out everything.
If you do have a cheat day, if you went 2 days and you cheated, go back to the lifestyle. Like go back to cleansing yourself. Do a little good detox. If it's a detox tea, detox protein shake, whatever.
Prune juice, all you need.
Yeah, just do something so you can detox all that toxins out of your body.
Yeah, but I don't want people to make it seem like it's not okay to eat some of the stuff. Because, yes, you're going to have your cravings. Don't forget about your cravings. Because mm-hmm. don't just completely cut it out. No. Because you're going to start, like, it's going to become unhealthy at that point. You're going to be craving and be like, oh, I wish I can eat this. And you're going to complain about it. It's okay. Eat some little food sometimes.
You can eat some. Just, like, go back to it.
Yeah. So, what is the losing weight pros and cons of it? So, you can start, Jordan, with the pro and then a con. And we'll go around.
So, of course, like, the obvious thing for, like, pros for losing weight can be for, like, better health.
Right.
Also, another pro can be for to feel better about yourself. Because some people get depressed. Like the show 600 Pound Life, you see people are depressed because of their weight. So it'll help your mental state as well as your physical state.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a con I could think of a losing weight. It can be, again, like a health risk. Because not everybody's meant to be small or sometimes it looks sickly too.
Yeah, like look wise.
When people lose weight, what's another?
I can say con. A con that you might lose weight in areas that you didn't want to. Like, for example, like, when you do a lot of cardio, you lose, you know, your butt. Yeah. You lose,
breasts. Some women, like, their breasts. Yeah.
And it's, like, for me, that's just something, like, I don't want to lose my butt, so I want to do cardio, but you got to do some weightlifting, too, and muscle. Squats and muscle things, mm-hmm. to, build it back up.
A pro for me, I think, like, looking better physically, like, in your clothes. Because, like, say if you bought something, and, like, you look good at the time, but then you gain weight, and then you're like, oh, I don't want to wear this.
Or I can't fit it anymore.
Yeah, I can't fit it. So I just feel like looking good, too. Like, that's a pro. Yeah.
Now, when y'all go to, like, the doctor's office, and you see the little charts that say, like, for your height and weight.
Yes.
And do y'all think that's, like, trash?
It's trash.
I think it's not true sometimes. Like,
because they try to tell you you're unhealthy because your age range is not the right weight. But some people, some people have a lot of muscle.
Everybody's different. Like, body structure.
Yeah, so you can't just say that overall at this age, you're supposed to be
overweight for this age or something like that.
But what if someone has a lot of muscle and they're a lot of weight because they have a lot of muscle, but they're still slim. Mm. You know what I mean? And they're still healthy.
Because you know muscle is, like, more than fat. So
a lot more than fat.
And then a lot of people are, like, smaller people, male, female, and there's some people who are, like, more massive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, all different, too. Like, when I was younger, I used to, like, when I was, like, more in shape, I used to look at the charts and be like, I'm nowhere near that. But whatever. But I had no fat on me. Like, it was
just... That's what I'm saying. It's just all... Everybody's different. We have different body types, so I don't think that chart.
I think some of those charts, too, are really made for, like, not people of color, mostly, too. I feel like they're not target to it. Because, like, our bone structure and how we build is totally different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are. They're different.
That's true. Race, age, height, weight, genetics, all that. So.
God, I used to put you, like, you remember, like, in probably, like, middle high school, they used to make you depressed. You go in there, like, you fat.
I know.
They had a red, like, overweight.
Like, have you got on, have y'all done the, whatchamacallit?
Y'all know the Wii Fit. You know what weed is?
Yes,
and
yes.
You get on the weed, like, and they'll be like, "Woo!" And they'll make you bigger because
you, like, heavy. Stepped on it. I'm like,
because it's
not
based off of the age and stuff, and the weight and the tallness. And they'll, like, you'll get on there and be like, "Oh, you need to,
like,
And I'll be like,
and we used to go by that. I'm not gonna lie.
Ashley used to be like, "Okay, we have to get smaller." No. And I wasn't even big. Like, I'm not big now. Like, so I'm like, at least to get on there, it's like, "Oh my god, I have to shed like 10 pounds." Oh my god.
Yeah, we used to. It used to mess my head up psychologically. Like, I was so.
And
I
then
like,
we used to go,
"Am I really fat?"
I used to look at that chart and be like, "Overweight diabetic." I'm like, "Whoa, diabetic? No, borderline diabetic."
I know.
Like, whoa.
I'm like, "Hold up."
Yeah.
Am I what?
Okay, so if you had to choose, would you become a vegetarian or a vegan? Ashley, could you start?
Vegetarian, because vegan you have to change a lot.
It's too much.
Too much, and it's more expensive to become vegan because you have to change your whole lifestyle, like the foods that you make. I can't do it.
But it's kind of similar to a vegetarian. The only thing is like the cow, no milk, no dairy.
Yeah,
I like eggs.
Yeah, I love
it.
It's a lot. It's like a lot. Vegan
cheese.
Is a lot, though. Vegetarian is
not
that
do cheese too much.
Okay, yeah. I'm a cheese lover. Mm-hmm. But they have their own cheese.
And I do like...
And it's slimy and nasty.
See, their cheese is okay.
Oh,
vegan cheese.
My God. No,
vegan
not.
Cheese doesn't even taste like cheese.
You can do cashew. You can do the sunflower. They have the bell pepper cheese. Like, different what they use.
No, but I can... Mm. Like, vegetarian I can do.
That cashew one is good. Like,
I've been a vegetarian before, and I've been a pescatarian before, so it wasn't that bad. So,
it's not hard.
What, like, different diets?
I said which one, vegan or vegetarian?
Oh, vegetarian.
Okay.
Vegetarian.
Yeah, vegan. Okay, so what is the food? Like, what is it?
So, well, like, vegan?
Yes.
Okay, so, like...
What do they make it from?
My mom, she said she wasn't, but she was a vegan for, like, 2 years. That's all she ate.
Whoa, it's too long.
Yeah, now she's so a vegetarian, long. But basically, for a vegan, it's, like, the same food. It's pretty much the same food we eat. A lot of it just don't have gluten, and it doesn't have meat. Pretty much, that's it.
But
now, we're talking about, like, the fake meats.
I feel like
yes,
fake.
Yes.
What I read online was, like, the place she goes to, you know, the place down the street, the Everlasting, down the street? What they do for their food is, like, it's plant-based. So, it may be, like, mushrooms. What else is in there? It's, like, mushrooms, bell peppers, stuff.
Yeah.
They grind it up, and they make it look like that color. Now, the texture, I don't know how to get the texture.
Yeah.
You like it?
It just looks weird.
I've had vegan pizza, and I spit it out so fast.
But just, like, it's
it
all plant-based.
It doesn't have a sauce.
But there is,
cheese,
it seems like
the
there's no
doughy.
Spices. There's no taste to it. And it's, like,
it's just
like
bland.
What are you tasting at that point?
Yeah.
Like, but that's what they were saying, too. A lot of people, like, a dietitian I was watching. I forgot her name. She's like, really popular on YouTube. She was like, well, humans got, like, messed up, like, over the years with all these different flavors of food and stuff. Food's not really meant to be enjoyed. Food is meant to be eaten for, like, nutrition. Yeah.
What?
But, okay.
So that's how a lot of them believe, too. Like,
I just think that it's, you can, like, I know some unhealthy vegetarians, though, because there's some people who,
and fat
vegans. That's
yes,
what I'm saying, because,
it's
like, some people, okay, because of the health benefits, but at the same time, what are you benefiting if you're eating pasta a lot? Like, you're not eating meat, but you can eat a lot of junk food.
It's not technically,
like,
a healthy lifestyle.
It's not healthy.
No,
sometimes.
It's how you do.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people make it healthy, but...
Can they eat fries?
Does she?
I think so.
Because some people eat fries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can still eat junk
food. Now, she
got to
be careful
though.
With soups. Because certain places she goes, they may not cook soup and vegetable broth. They may cook it in chicken broth.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's what she, when we go place, she always asks. So
like,
soup. Yeah.
See, that's just hard.
It's
because you have to ask people.
Right.
I actually get annoyed, but like, why
it's
are you asking these questions?
Right.
But then now, like, I understand that's like a lesson. And then a lot of restaurants now are starting to do vegetarian.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of restaurants are already changing their, like, beef and pork of things because a lot of people are, like, stop eating it. I mean, I haven't
especially
eaten
pigs.
In so long. Yeah, so I have to always go ask if I get a vegetable, like greens or green beans, that people like to put pork in them. I always have to ask, oh, is this turkey? Like Popeyes, they got turkey in their green beans. I love it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it's not pork no more?
No, they changed
so
it.
That's why I never got it.
They're starting to change
pork.
Things and people are starting to have turkey burgers places. That's
so
why
you don't
I
eat
ask.
Pork bacon or anything?
No. I have, like, last time I had ribs was like a couple months ago. But, like, I try not to do it, like, that often. No bacon. Last time I had bacon was last summer. So, I don't do that. And I don't like pork chops. Never like pork chops. No. The only one I really eat, like, in my house is, like, my dad. But, like...
Yeah.
And I try to do beef, like, every once in a while. Like, today I want a steak, so... That's it. But beef is like a once a month thing.
Yeah.
Not that often.
Cut back. Yeah, you don't need that. Yeah, I would just say a lot of people need to cut back on red meat. Right. Because too much of it is not good for your heart at all.
Nah.
It's too much.
It's mostly,
so that's a good healthy tip too.
Recently, like, I noticed most of my diet consists of just like poultry, shrimp. That's it. So I don't like fish and crabs.
I'm gonna need some
shrimp. Seafood and chicken.
How can you not eat
crabs? Yeah, my shrimp cakes are fire.
Shrimp cakes? I've never heard of no shrimp cakes.
Like crab cakes?
I've never heard of
just
shrimp cakes.
Just dice them up like shrimp. Same the way you do
crab
cakes.
Well, how do you keep them together?
Well, I saw it. Show me.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did I send you? I didn't send you, dude.
No, you didn't send me nothing. You see, y'all be having a communication. Don't be telling me nothing.
No, but to wrap it up, pretty much, like, to keep a good balanced diet, eat right while working out. You can still have your cheat days. It's not bad, too.
But don't think that you can just work out and eat what you want still. Because you're not going to see any results.
And, like, just come up with a balanced diet plan. That's what me and my sister did, so.
And we changed it to a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's all for this segment today. All
right.
Thank you for tuning in, as always.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Follow our YouTube channel.
Yes, keep sharing, liking, subscribing.
Subscribe.
Tell your friends, family, brothers, sisters, everybody, cousins.
Yep. Tell them to listen to this video and the last.
And the last.
And in the future ones, too.
Yes.
All right, we out.
Peace.